Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States seeking the quick adoption of a UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to propel a missile to the U.S. mainland and much of Europe. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters he has increased the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media by people in the Trump administration, the intelligence community, and other government entities.
Simply put, these leaks hurt our country. All of us in government can do better. The first requirement is for discipline within all our agencies of the government. To prevent these leaks, every agency and Congress has to do better.
Sessions said he and President Trump condemn in the strongest terms the staggering number of leaks. United Nations confirming it has received notification from the United States about its intention to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement unless it identifies suitable terms for re-engagement. Stefan Dujarric, a spokesman for Secretary General Antonio Guterres, said in a statement that the Secretary General welcomes any effort to re-engage in the Paris Agreement by the United States. U.S. State Department says it will continue to participate in international climate change negotiations during the withdrawal process, which would be at least 3 years. This is VOA News.